And here's the tea about Liceos High School. Hello, welcome to a new episode of Liceos Gossip. In this episode, we're going to be talking about quinceañeras parties. Our sponsors for today's episode is Bye Mama.
Taste is green.
What are you guys' opinions of boys being invited to these quinceañeras parties?
Well, I personally it depends on the type of party you're having. Like, if you're having, a pool party or, a getaway with your friends, I believe it would be better just girls. But if you're trying to do, more of a, dance party and, snacks and drinks, I would believe better with also boys so you can, talk more and have more fun.
Yeah, I think it also depends a lot on the personality each girl has and the type of party they're going to do. Because if they prefer a dinner and a more casual thing, maybe it doesn't need to have boys. But if you're going to have a thing where you can have a social party or something like that, boys, it's gonna be fun if you have boys also.
I 100% agree with all of you guys, because when I did my quinceañera party, I didn't invite any boys, it was just girls. It was nice and pretty. I just thought that boys will ruin the fun for girls. It took a lot of time for me to figure out the questions I wanted to ask you guys, and one of the top questions that came right at the top of my mind was, are you guys bothered by not being invited to these quinceañeras parties?
Oh my god, it's a burning question.
Yeah, I personally don't mind not being invited. Sometimes it can feel bad. I thought someone who was my friend is not inviting me. But, it's just a party at the end.
And, it depends on how you're not invited. Because if they're talking about it, loud near you, it's I don't really care if you don't invite me, but, shut up.
Oh, yeah. It also depends. In my experience, there was, a quinceañera and like that, and she, invited me, and then out of nowhere, she,
uninvited her.
Yes.
She took her out of the chat.
Yeah, so, I think it depends. We're in ninth grade. There's, gossip and everything, and there's, toxicity. You know?
Yeah, but obviously sometimes you're gonna get invited, sometimes you're not gonna get invited, and that's something everyone should get used to by now. We're almost entering high school.
It's normal.
I believe that girls shouldn't take it personal if they're not being invited to these quinceañeras parties, but at the same time,
you should
talking
respect.
Out loud about doing your party and not inviting someone is just disrespectful.
Yes.
Another super important question is, what outfits do you guys wear to these quinceañeras parties? I believe that if it's super formal, you should wear a dress, sometimes even heels, but I'm not a really big fan of heels. Doing your makeup is super important. Well, if you like doing makeup. And sometimes you can also wear skirts and a casual shirt, so it's not super show off.
Yes, I think it depends of the quince and the theme, because sometimes you wear jeans and tennis, and another quinces they're dresses and heels and that. It depends of the environment.
Sometimes girls wear the actual quinceañera to wear a puffy dress and everything, and I think it's really cute, but I wouldn't really use it. On my quinceañera, it was a pool party, but if I had a dinner, I would use a normal, short, pretty dress, the ones that are
fashion right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think, said Majo and Monse, it really depends on where is the event, who are the people that are going, what is the occasion, a pool party, a dinner, and there you can see if you're gonna put on a dress, a skirt, shorts, jeans, bikini, whatever you want.
I 100% agree. If you're lucky, you get invited. XOXO, Liceo Gossip.